related to this particular question. You can also interact with us via our WhatsApp line, 0978-895-895. The main news bulletin is up next. The time right now is 8 hours.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
La Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zf. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. ZAM says commodity prices stable in recent months, but more needed to reflect kwacha gains. UPND deputy spokesperson says retention of current MP is key to party's victory. And in global news, Zelensky says he is ready to meet Putin after Trump calls Russian leader. Morning, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, says commodity prices have remained stable in recent months, but not fully reflective of the kwacha's performance. ZAM President Ashu Saga is, however, urging consumers to exercise patience as economic changes cannot happen overnight. Recently, President Hakainde Hichilema directed Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga and players in the manufacturing sector to tackle persistent price hikes despite the local currency showing signs of strengthening among other economic indicators. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Saga has emphasized the need for stability in commodity prices to reflect the recent improvements in the local currency. He is optimistic about the future outlook, but has highlighted the need for sustained efforts to achieve economic stability and growth.
What's happening is it works both ways, that we've now got stability, which is the important thing, right? You don't see prices, if you go into the shop right and all that, I don't think you're going to see prices going up. What you see is stable pricing now, which for the last few months has been quite consistent. What we need to do now is to see how those other savings now translate. But we've had other measures introduced in the middle of the year that are countering the strengthened kwacha and countering the reduced fuel prices. But however, we may see some other products that will have the benefit that have a big portion of input for on foreign exchange. Definitely you should see some of that coming down.
UPND deputy spokesperson Elvis Nkando says it will be more strategic for the ruling party to retain most of its current members of parliament because they have already aligned themselves with President Hakainde Hichilema's development vision, unlike new entrants who would need time to adjust. And Mr. Nkando says the fate of many MPs in the 2026 general elections will largely depend on the strength of their relationship with constituents rather than just their performance in office, while acknowledging that the majority of MPs, both from the ruling and opposition, have performed impressively. Mr. Nkando emphasized that political survival will be determined by how well they have stayed connected with the people they represent. He tells Phoenix News that the annual increase in the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, has enabled MPs to deliver more development projects in their areas, making their work easier and more impactful. Mr. Nkando, however, notes that with a growing number of aspiring candidates eyeing adoption ahead of next year's polls, even high-performing MPs may struggle to retain their seats if they have neglected their electorate.
For me, when it comes to performance, members of parliament, both in the ruling and the opposition, I think to just be very honest and fair, a lot of them have really done very well. And this is very simple because CDF was enhanced and it was increased commission, I've really done a lot. Now, where I think members of parliament may not have come back is the relationship between that you have now, between yourself and your constituents. Now, what would be considered by the constituents is how you relate with them.
The Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, is demanding for the rearrest of convicted sex offender Winston Kabinda, who was released after serving less than 2 years of his 30-year sentence for a crime involving a minor. CCZ's General Secretary, Bishop Emmanuel Chukoya, has described the pardoning of Mr. Kabinda as a gross injustice, particularly considering the serious nature of the crime he committed. Bishop Chukoya has told Phoenix News in an interview that individuals convicted of such heinous crimes should never be considered for parole, emphasizing that the justice system must protect victims, not traumatizing them by releasing perpetrators early. He says it is unacceptable that while the victim has suffered permanent injuries and disfigurement, the offender walked to freedom. Bishop Chukoya is urging authorities to thoroughly vet parole recommendations to prevent similar failures in the future, citing this incident as a wake-up call.
That is a gross injustice. And, you know, leaders we have depend on the recommendations that come from the people in charge of the operation facility. So it is a wake-up call that those lists need to be checked and rechecked. I think we have systems, we have security, we have the office of the president and all these. There must be thorough checking of people recommended for parole. What kind of crime and for how long would they have served before they are considered for parole? So that is a grave injustice. That girl from the story that we've read is permanently injured, so that person should be backed behind the bars and save a reasonable portion, or if not the full sentence. We demand for the arrest of that person, and this matter needs to be reactivated.
The Zambia National STEM Foundation is advocating for a stronger focus on practical learning in science, technology, engineering and mathematics as STEM education. Foundation Executive Director Mijelo Monga believes equipping teachers with hands-on skills through targeted capacity building initiatives is crucial to nurturing innovation among learners. Mr. Monga is proposing collaborations with institutions like the Technical Education, Vocational and Entrepreneurship Training Authority, TVETA, and the Ministry of Science and Technology to enhance STEM education. He has emphasized improving practical delivery in classrooms to foster innovation and critical thinking among learners. Mr. Monga is confident in Zambia's direction, citing the successful hosting of the current Junior Engineers, Technicians and Scientists Jets Fair in Lusaka, which saw remarkable involvement from key stakeholders, including corporate players like the Engineering Institution of Zambia, indicating growing support for homegrown innovation.
The challenge that we've had with regards to STEM education in the past has been the fact that it's been theoretic. You know, we've had a lot of talk, but nothing practical. But I think we are starting to see a lot of changes now. You know, to start with, we are seeing a lot of stakeholders coming on board, and things are slowly beginning to change. You know, the policy has been set as well, which is now providing direction, I think, with regard to STEM education, which is a good thing as well.
In global news, Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders have held Ukraine war talks with Donald Trump at the White House. According to the Kremlin, Trump says he called Vladimir Putin to arrange a meeting between the Russian and Ukrainian presidents. The call lasted for 40 minutes. Zelensky says they have had very good talks about sensitive matters, including security guarantees, adding he is ready to meet Putin bilaterally. The BBC reports on this and other global stories.
After talks with President Zelensky and European leaders, President Trump said he had spoken by phone to Vladimir Putin to begin.